for choosing Arch Top 5. My name is Phil. How can I help you?
Hey, Phil. This is Carlos. I'm just trying to get some information about your services.
Sure, I can help you with that, Carlos. What kind of information can I provide for you today?
Alrighty. So, long story short, I'm just concerned as to things like data caps and how much, I guess, would I need to be able to have my household function properly.
So here at our Sharp Fiber, we do not have a data cap on the amount of data you use with your internet. So that's nothing you need to be worried about.
Yay.
So that's a big question that a lot of people ask. Are you like, well, I use a lot of data. What's my cap? As far as whole home, about how large is your home?
It's a small home in truth, but I mean, there's two adults, two laptops, two smartphones, an iPad. Do you get where I'm going? An Xbox.
Yeah. Like, okay. You've got device. So we have actually two options.
Yeah.
If you got the little note card, the one that it's listing on there is our 1 gig network. While that is good for most use cases, we do offer for about $20 more a month. We do also have a 2 gigabit network, which does, while those devices are limited by the ports they have, most ports have like an RJ45 LAN port, which is a 1 gigabit connection port. And so that's a limitation on the device itself. But we do offer 2 gig, which allows all of those devices to connect and have a much broader accessibility for those speeds, so that they're more close to that full 1 gig network that their chipset is pretty much allowed for.
Okay, so you're basically saying that on the average home, 1 gig usually will work things out.
And if you have a lot of devices connected, typically what I've seen is if you have more than three PCs connected at a time, two phones, couple of TVs, some smart devices, and you know, just tablets and consoles, whatnot. Usually, you'll want to have a bit more bandwidth just so to make sure that you're not clogging up and bogging down your network.
Yeah, that's what I would, in my particular case, would probably be more advantageous to go with the 2 gigs because there are two adults at any given point in time in this household operating some form of a system. Okay, that makes sense at least. And the additional cost for that, I think I saw online potentially was like $89.99 to start.
With ACH auto payments and paperless billing, yes. And that is a guaranteed price for 2 years. We're quoting 2 years because right now our network is still so new. We've been in service since March, so we still don't know what the gross overall, you know, network share of everything is and whether or not prices are going to need to go up or down. We don't know that quite yet. So
at least for 2 years, you'd be locked into this.
That is correct, and that price point may extend further. While a lot of the times you'll see on the little adverts, it says that it's a promotional price. It's not a promotional price. That is our everyday price.
Alrighty. All right. That's good to know. And then, let's see, there was one more question I believe I had. Now, there's something about equipment and potential free install.
That is correct. Installation is included in the cost of everything, so you don't have to worry about the of us being like, well, you owe us $150,000 for installation. The only time you'd be charged for any kind of installation is if you have an excessive run of fiber optic cable that needs to go to your house. We typically include anywhere between 150 and 200 feet of space to, you know, say, hey, this is part of your installation. You might have a longer drive. Don't worry about it. We'll make sure we're covering it. But anything over that, we usually will actually have to charge you for per foot of layment of that cable. And it depends. If we're going underground, it's $1.50 per foot after, I think it's like 150 feet. And it's $1 per foot if we go aerial, which is just going overhead. But typically we do cover the costs. If you have like a short driveway to the road and your house is right there, you don't have to worry about it. Installation is free all the time. We just have to warn people about the cost of excessive fiber optic runs.
All right, that makes sense then. And I guess my only My last question is, what kind of equipment is involved in this?
So we provide what's known as an ONT gateway. This is your modem that connects the fiber line directly into a wired or Wi-Fi signal, which then goes off to a router, which we also provide. Both of which are from a company called Adtran. They're one of the more recognized companies in the enterprise industry. So they're very robust, very good quality machines. And our ONT gateway can actually handle our 2 gig network. We are currently working with another company to try and get equipment that can handle our faster speeds that we're still testing out due to the bandwidth limitations of our own fiber optic main lines.
Understood. All right. I'm liking what I hear. Paul, you've given me quite a bit to consider here. I just have to sit down with the partner and figure things out a little bit closer.
I have one more thing I can let you know, that with us here at Arshtop Fiber, the cost of your equipment, all of your taxes and fees are all automatically included with your price. So if you do decide on that 2 gig network with that ACH payment and auto payment, you're only going to pay $89.99 every month for your internet service, and that is a flat fee.
Flat fee every month. That's nice to know. And I don't have to worry about nickels and dimes suddenly changing the cost of something.
Exactly. It's going to be like, oh, you went over a data limit. We're going to slap you with a $5 fee. Then we're going to charge you taxes. Oh, and by the way, here's your equipment, which is like 10 to 15 bucks a month. Oh,
and don't forget, we're going to actually charge you for the service of having to process all this.
Exactly. And we don't do that. Anytime
you're avoiding that. That's
yeah. Anytime you have any kind of technical issues or anything, you don't have to worry about costs or anything. The only times we do charge for anything is if something you do to equipment or line is your fault, we do have to charge you for that. Otherwise, we handle the costs ourselves.
Perfect. Operator error or stupidity.
I like how you put that.
Like, there are some folks you're not sure which one it is.
in the IT world, it's called PEBCAC. Problem exists between computer and chair.
There we go. Memo to self. Thank you for that. Paul, this has been an enlightening conversation. Like I said, I'm going to actually sit down with my partner and do some finagling and discussing, and you folks may actually be hearing from us sooner rather than later.
Fantastic. Is there anything else I can help you with today?
No, that was it. Thank you.
Oh, you're quite welcome. Thank you for calling us here at Arshtop Fiber. We look forward to hearing back from you very soon.
You have a great day now.
You do. Bye-bye.